theguardian.co.uk.
Hello, I'm Luke. I like reading poetry, and I'm always very interested to hear how poets read their own work. So I asked The Guardian's audio team if they could record some for us. I suggested Michael Rosen because he's a very good performer, and he agreed to give us our own special performance of four poems. They're from a collection called Michael Rosen's Big Book of Bad Things. The first poem is about possibilities. When we're young, anything is possible. Here's Our Flat.
Our flat. In our flat, faces speak of places across the sea. In our flat, voices walk in, talking, but not like me. In our flat, books fly around us saying, never stop saying why. In our flat, stories stroke us until we cry. In our flat, there was a mother and father who were born so poor, they told us, even if we now have more, no one is worse than you. Things could be fair if we learnt how to share. And they sang a sweet song that said, war is wrong. Find out what's possible, they said. Find out what's possible. Find out what's possible, they said. Find out what's possible.
This is a funny take on our technological world. It reminds me of Wallace and Gromit's The Wrong Trousers. This is Satnav.
Satnav. In the future, we'll have Satnav clothes. You could have Satnav shoes or Satnav trousers, and they'd talk to you. The bathroom is the second door on the left. Second door on the left. When you get to the table, sit down, sit down. Eat the broccoli, you smell. Change your shirt, change your shirt. If you lost your socks, you'd type in socks, and your sat-nav trousers would say, your socks are where you left them, screwed up on your bedroom floor, on your bedroom floor. Then you'd get up to go and see your friend, and the sat-nav trousers would say, do not go out, do not go out, your friend doesn't like you, turn round, go back, you haven't done your homework, you haven't done your homework, your socks are where you left them, go to bed, have a bath, at the end of the passage, turn left. The bathroom is the second door on the left. Open the bathroom door, run the bath. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that you could get away with running the bath, splashing it about a bit with your hand and then letting the water out. I'm not that easily fooled. I'm watching you. I'm your sat-nav trousers. I know everything.
We've all thought our parents love our brother or sister more than us at some point.
They don't love you. You're thinking that your mother loves your brother more than you. You're thinking that your father loves your sister more than you. You're thinking that your mother loves you less than him. You're thinking that your father loves you less than her. You can prove it, you can prove it, you can prove it. He was asked if he wanted more. He got the present that cost more. No one shouts at her. No one hits her. She gets the smiles. You get the snarls. He gets told he did really well. You get told you should have done better. He's allowed to do what he wants. You're not allowed to do anything. You're thinking that your mother loves your brother more than you. You're thinking that your father loves your sister more than you. You're thinking that your mother loves you less than him. You're thinking that your father loves you less than her, but there's no one there to see it. There's no one to believe it. It's something you know and it's something you say, but they think you're mad and they say you're lying. There's no point in trying to get them to love you because they don't and they won't and they won't and they don't, so you might as well be a pig.
This is a poem almost like a rap. It's about life in an immigrant family. So here's On the Move Again.
You know you gotta go, no time to grieve, you just gotta leave, get away from the pain, on the move again. You gotta move it, to prove it, to move it. Take the train, catch a plane, make the trip in a ship, take a hike, ride a bike, go by car, going far, use your feet on the street, get stuck in a truck. You gotta move it, to prove it, to move it. Then you arrive, and you're alive, you arrive, you're alive. What you leave behind won't leave your mind, but home is where you find it. Home is where you find it. Home is where you find it. Home is where you find it.
That's all from Michael Rosen and me. I hope you enjoyed our poetry performance. Thanks for listening.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.